You can be seated. We are so excited to have you with us this Thanksgiving Sunday. For us at LifeQuest, this is, like Josh said, one of our favorite Sundays of the year. And so I just want to kind of give you the lay of the land for where we're heading over the next little bit of time. So we are going to be interspersing throughout the morning. We're going to have opportunities for you to share what you're thankful for, what God has done for you, for your life, maybe in an area of ministry here at LifeQuest, maybe in your family, maybe something that God has done for you personally this year. And then we are going to take some time, too, to recognize some pretty amazing people here that have gone over and above the call of duty throughout the year here at LifeQuest. So I want to start off with a verse just to kind of explain where maybe you don't know what the why is there a table with a bunch of towels up here? That seems strange. Well, in some denominations, foot washing is something that happens on a regular basis, and I have I've done foot washing ceremonies in the past as a youth pastor. And then every time I talked about doing a foot washing service here, heads exploded and people ran screaming for the door. You are not touching my feet. Okay, I get that. But in John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, this is right after their preparations for the Last Supper and that last Passover that they're going to have together. And in John chapter 13, verses 4 and 5, it says this. It says, "So he got up from the table, took off his robe, wrapped a towel around his waist, and poured water into a basin. And then he began to wash the disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that he had around him." Now, he goes on to say, because Peter wants to have a complete bath. He wants to be completely washed. And he talks to the disciples about how, look, you guys used to be outsiders, and now you are insiders. You are my friends, and he gives them these instructions to go and serve like this. That if you want to lead like me, you have to be willing to serve. And you know, I think that at LifeQuest we see that servant's heart in nearly every direction that you look around here. And it's what makes our church amazing. And it makes doing ministry together fun. And it's an honor and a pleasure. So that's kind of what the towels are for. And so today, as we go through the morning, we're going to be asking some folks to come on up front so that we can publicly recognize them and thank them for their service this year. And so that's what that is. Now I'm going to open it up. So throughout the morning, in between worship songs, we're going to give you an opportunity to share what you're thankful for. So is anyone raring to go? You've got your testimony. Like no more than 2 to 3 minutes. If you start going long, Officer Pascarella will be tackling you from stage right. Just kidding, but really be prepared, Matt. Does anybody want to go first? Who wants to go first? Atsy. No, I'll bring the mic to you.
Oh, I like being in front of people.
Oh, come on up.
I'm an in front of the crowd kind of person. Some of you might not know me. I'm Patsy Reinagle, married to the tall guy over there, Steve.
Tall drink of water.
Yeah. Very grateful for him. We'll start with that. Incredibly grateful for all of the usual things. Amazing husband, fantastic adults. I don't have children anymore. I have adults. For our health, our jobs, all those things. And I was praying about what I was going to share about this morning. And I was like, okay, God, what has challenged me and made me learn the most this year? So it's normally described as privileged, narcissistic, and entitled. So I am a hiring manager for corporate salespeople. I have a team of 8 people right now. Most of them are millennials, and my adults are all millennials. So I have learned the most, and I'm very grateful for the Y generation. And I not the letter Y, but the WHY generation. And the thing that I am grateful for is they have challenged me to dig deeper. Why are we doing it this way? Why are we doing it that way? What's the real meaning behind it all? Because this generation, they, better descriptors here, they care deeply. They want to see change for good. They're committed, dedicated, and adventurous. They have so much in front of them that they just want to grab a hold of, and they're fearless. So I'm grateful for millennials.
All right. Actually, stay right there. Hey, Steve, can you come join us? You know, I'm not going to make you say anything.
Do you want to eat the bucket of water?
The bucket of water, ready? This is the LifeQuest Ice Challenge. So when we talk about people who are servants, I think of Steve and Patsy. They came to LifeQuest as a new family last year-ish, and like jumped right in. And you know, one of the most unseen, but probably one of the most key jobs that we have here, one of the things that we need help with, that is really critically important, is coffee and donuts. You don't know how challenging that position can be when you have to be able to pick up those coffee and donuts, the risk that you take of coffee being spilled all over the interior of your vehicle. That's happened to our vehicles. It's happened to the Eliases. It's happened to lots of people. Steve, in his genius, said, you know, what if we put the whole coffee thing in a trash bag? So if it falls over, it just spills into the trash bag. Genius! Anyways, they faithfully every week pick up the coffee and donuts so that you can have coffee and donuts. And Patsy has stepped in and kind of taken over all the hospitality stuff on Sunday morning so that all the other things get done. She's helped me with a lot of our ordering and shopping of things that we need to have so that we have napkins and we have the things that we need to do church on Sundays. And then Steve has also jumped in on the worship team and helped with sound and in so many ways. And so we are just so thankful for you guys. You have shown what it means to be a servant at LifeQuest. And so we want to honor you guys with a 2017 Towel Award. Very welcome. You're welcome. Love you guys. Yeah. Awesome.
Yeah, she's very happy about that.
First Chronicles chapter 16, verse 34 says this. It says, "Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever." Say that if you wouldn't mind. It's not a hard verse to remember. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. All right, guys, let's do another song.
Hither by thy help I come. one strength to be. Let thy grace, Lord, like a fetter, bind my wandering heart to thee. Prone to wander, Lord, I feel it. Prone to leave the God I love. Here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. So here's my heart, Lord, take and seal it. Seal it for thy courts above. All
right, so it's going to be a lot of up and down. So it's like an aerobic Thanksgiving Sunday. It's giving you a heads up. Someone else wants to share what they're thankful for.
Julia.
Awesome. And Nora together? Okay.
Yeah. We're thankful for the worship team because they are so good.
Wow. Yeah. They both get $5 for that, right? Is that how that works? Awesome. Someone else?
Okay. I want you to imagine something. There's no jokes involved in this, by the way. imagine that the God of the universe gives you something, personally hands you something, and tells you to take care of it, and tells you, you know, this is mine, but I'm giving it to you because I want you to nurture it, take care of it, foster it. That'd be a lot of pressure, right? I'd probably be like, nah, why don't you pick somebody else? I don't think I could do it. Now imagine he gives you so many of those things. And our pastors, Rob, can you come up here? Terry, Luke, come on up here. Our pastors have been handed by God so many little gifts of his. Precious things to take care of is the hearts, the minds, and the souls of all of us here who have come under the guidance of Rob and Luke. And I couldn't imagine the pressure that brings, but to be able to do it, to volunteer, to put up your hand and say, yes, Lord, I'll do that. I'll take all these precious little gifts that are yours, and I'll take care of them for you. That's honorable. And last month, we took up some money to show some appreciation for the pastors. And maybe we should have gave it to them at the end of October. I don't know. I'm a first-timer at this. But I thought, you know, the board members here thought, hey, you know, this is a perfect Sunday to say that we're thankful for you guys. So we're thankful for you guys. Yeah, they deserve it. Go ahead. Get loud. These cards here are just a small little token of our appreciation, okay? It's you can't put a monetary value on what you guys do for us, you know, and for our kids. And so please accept those small monetary gifts as just a sample of that appreciation. But thank you so much for everything you guys do. God bless you. All right, let's pray for him real quick before I leave. Father, I thank you for for Rob, for Terry, for Luke, for those who willingly sacrifice so many hours in their lives, so many hours. You couldn't, if we paid these guys an hourly rate, we'd be bankrupt, okay? They're working constantly. For our benefit, for your good, Lord. You know, you see what they do, okay? And we appreciate that. And we know that we're in good hands. We know that our youth are in good hands. We know that our children are in good hands because the hands that you've placed their hearts and their spiritual growth in are capable, strong, and caring hands. So, Lord, bless Rob, Terry, and Luke, and help them to continue your work here at LifeQuest. In Jesus' name, amen.
Someone else, something that you're thankful for. Cherry, and then we'll... Can you be my mic walker?
Yeah, sure.
Awesome.
All right, I have two helpers. Well, that's loud. I wanted anyone who's helped with kids ministry to stand up because I made something for you guys. So if you've helped in any way in the last year, you need to stand up. Because this is our ministry to our kids, and that's what I'm thankful for. Because there's no way on the planet that I could teach everybody and do all these things because I'm one person. And, like, Joe knows I don't like the computer, so he's got that. Eli's good with worship. I mean, we all have our piece, and we all have a part that we give to those kids. You're supposed to stand, too. You've helped, too. Stand up. You. Yeah, you. Yes. You were helping with the middle school group a couple times, so you can stand up. But I want, and the kids are amazing, so I'm thankful for all that you guys bring, because I'm one person, but you are many. So, there you go. Thank you, my girls. This is my Avery. So, they're going to pass out a little gift to you. I always cry, and Anna picks on me. So, there we go. Thank you. If there's... Just stay standing for a second, and Anna and Avery will give them to you. We can keep going. But.
Someone else that you're thankful for something. I think Jody had her hand up, and then Dan.
Where's Jody?
Jody, right here.
There she is.
Yeah, okay. Thank you. I really don't even know where to start. It's been a very, very, very difficult year for me. Multiple sclerosis really sucks. And I hate how it tears me down, tears me down, and tears me down. And I think I'm doing okay, and then it tears me down, and tears me down, and tears me down. And the fact that God has given me, blessed me, with a brother who helped me get on some medication, that could be very helpful. And had to go off because, surprise, I had my precious baby. So that truthfully is what I'm thankful for, is my baby, who's home with Daddy, who said he needs to stay home because he needs it structured and blah, 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 blah. But, I mean, we were out late last night because we had a date, and then he made a mistake of drinking mocha. So he got up and said, I can't do that anymore. I'm too old to drink mocha. So.
All right, this is not throw Rob under the bus time.
It's sorry. No, so he's home. He's like, I can't go. Anyway, so so when you get older, don't drink mocha because you think I can handle caffeine, okay?
You can't.
So I am thankful for my daughter who prayed that I have another child, okay? So all you kids who want your mom to still get pregnant, pray away because God will answer it. So anyway. So my thankfulness is Levi, the blessing that he is, and that my daughter prayed, and that God is good, and that he is picking me up and sending me on my merry way this coming year, 2018. So praise God. Here we go.
Give it to Matt. Give it to Matt.
Hi. I'm new here somewhat, but... The things I'm very thankful for is that in the event of my accident, God, I feel deeply decided that it wasn't time for me to come home. He let me stay here on earth because I feel that he's got a bigger, more important mission for me down here on earth. And I'm thankful to be alive. Thankful to have been reunited and back in the arms of the love of my life after about 10 years of us being apart. And I'm very thankful for this church and all the people with it, because I wasn't sure what where I was going to end up for like church and praise, but knew that I wanted to go back to a place, and I found Life Quest, and I'm very thankful for this and everybody here. Thanks.
Psalm 75, verse 1 says, "We thank you, O God. We give thanks because you are near. People everywhere tell of your wonderful deeds." You know, there are people who serve here at LifeQuest, and you have no idea what they're doing, right? All of the amazing people that were just standing because every Sunday they are in some shape or form upstairs with the LifeQuest Mongolian horde, teaching and loving and having a great time, whether they're in the nursery or they're in the preschool room or they're in the grade school room or they're down in the fifth and sixth grade room. These next people are folks that they serve, but you may not see what it is that they do. And over the last year, they have done things that have been incredibly helpful to me behind the scenes, taking attendance every week so that we know who's here and who's not here, so we can send you a note to say, hey, we missed you. When you think about over and above the call of duty, I can't think of anyone better than Jay and Trista Redding, because they are faithful. This year, go get Trista. I'm not going to stop talking just because she's not here. I'll tell you why. This year at Hullabaloo, we got inflatables, right? And so that can be a challenge all on its own, right? When we do Hullabaloo, when we do Apple Fest, when the Apple Fest is when we added the inflatable to this year. And Trista showed up, I believe it was Saturday, and she served. You know, and we try to create shifts so that it's not a huge burden, right? So that you only have to deal with our Mongolian horde, the entire county's Mongolian horde of kids that all want to be on the bounce house, and they want to be on the bounce house now, and their grumpy parents that are standing in line saying, why isn't it my child's turn to go in the bounce house? And you let those kids in the bounce house longer than you let my kid in the bounce house. And it's this really, it's a great job, right? It's one of the best. Trista, yes, either Hullabaloo or Applefest. And Trista, I kept trying to get her to take a break. Trista, please sit down. Aren't you tired? Do you want someone to give you? No, I got it. She ran our booth, the inflatable, all day long. And there are other things that they're doing. They have helped with Kids Quest in the past. Jay is going to start helping working at the gate as one of our volunteers. And so I know that they have literally their hands full with all kinds of things, but their faithfulness and their servant's heart, they're willing to do whatever we need them to do, is why I think they are towel worthy. I'll come to you guys. You guys, yeah, stay there. It's a small room. We can all see you. So you guys are amazing. Thank you. Love you. He's fine. Let him go. Well, no, not really. Someone go get him. Not you. Send one of the kids to go get him. Let's sing a song. Someone else, something that you're thankful for. Marcia? And then Matt. From Marcia to Carol.
Hi.
Hi.
I was sitting here because I've been praying all week, what am I going to say? And I'm so grateful for my children. So grateful to see them leading worship and teaching and serving, and it just blesses me. But this has been the hardest year of my life. And I told my cousin I would take my aunt back to Florida in August. And I was going to be there for a month. And then on September 12th, Florida hosted us with Hurricane Irma. And the scripture that the Lord showed me was that if you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding, in all your ways acknowledge him, he'll direct your path. Mm-hmm. And I didn't know what path to take. It was really a very, very scary time because the hurricane shifted. We thought it was going to go up the right side, and I just kept cursing it and commanding it to go out to sea so it wouldn't hit anybody. And, of course, I thought God was going to do that. And all of a sudden, about 2 days before it hit, it shifted and it started coming up, and we were going to be right in the eye. Where we live was where the eye was. And I had my aunt to take care of, and she's 87 years old. And she's on oxygen. And I didn't know where we were going to go. She thought we could go to our clubhouse in our park, which has a big sign on the front that says, "This is not a hurricane shelter." And so when the health department had called and said, "Do you want to be on our emergency list?" She said, "No, I'm okay. I have a shelter." So now we're stuck. And I was making phone calls, and nobody's answering. And I'm trying to get on my phone computer because I didn't have a computer, and nobody's picking up. I didn't know where to take her. I'm like, what am I going to do, Lord? What am I going to do with Aunt Betty? Where am I going to go? And my kids are going, "You got to get out of here. You got to come home." Well, there were no flights, and there was no gas. And I had friends that kept going to gas stations, and they're all closed because we're a peninsula, and you can't get gas in from anywhere but down. And so it was a very traumatic time, and yet I said to the Lord, "What am I going to do?" Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean to your own understanding. I couldn't figure out what I was going to do. And the Lord said, "Everything's going to be okay." And it was clear as a bell, "Everything's going to be okay." And I thought, wow. So we kept getting ready. We had to put shutters down. We had to pack up all our stuff. We thought if the place was flooded, now Houston had just had their hurricane and everything was flooded. And so we were putting precious things in boxes and putting our address on it because if it was floating away, it might be returned to us. It was awful. And I didn't have a car because I rented a car the first week I was there. It was so expensive I turned it in. But I had neighbors that took care of me and had a bike. So I didn't have a bike for Aunt Betty. So anyway, I could go on forever, but what happened, there was miracle after miracle after miracle that happened. And one was that my neighbor was on oxygen. And I went over and I talked to her. And it's like how God put these ideas in your head when you don't know what you're going to do. And I went over to talk to her son. And he said, "We're taking her to this Lamont Elementary school where they have oxygen." But my aunt was not on the emergency shelter list. So I said, okay, maybe we can get her someplace. So our park was assigned an elementary school. And we went to that elementary school right after the governor got on the television and said, "If you are in Sarasota County near we are evacuating the Minnesota-Key route." Well, we're in Sarasota County, and our route is Minnesota-Key. And we're right across from the Gulf, and we're on a stream because it's called Gulf Birkta Bay where we live. And so we were sure we were going to be flooded out. The eye was coming. The hurricane was coming. The eye was here. The governor's saying we're evacuating where you live. So my neighbors and I went to our assigned spot. They didn't have any oxygen. They wouldn't take people with oxygen. They weren't even opened yet. And so I go, "God, where do we go?" And Lamarck Elementary was right here in my head. It came like, "Go to Lamarck Elementary." So we plugged it into the GPS, and we drove to Lamarck Elementary. And I now have my neighbor and her son and my aunt and all her stuff. We had to take bedding and food and her oxygen tanks and all her clothes, and her pillow, and her cane, and everything that we were supposed to take. And I didn't know where we were going to go and how we were going to get Aunt Betty there with our stuff. And my neighbor, whose mom was going to Lamarck Elementary, came over, and he handed me his keys. And he said, "I'm taking Mom's car," who incidentally is 98, "and you take mine." And he said, "I don't care where you go, take my car. I don't even know if I'll have a car when this is over anyway." So when you say goodbye to your house and you close the door and there's a hurricane coming, And you look around and you go, God, is there going to be anything here when I come back? And then you look at Houston and you think, is there going to be anything here? And again, the Lord said, everything's going to be okay. So we go to Lamarck Elementary and we're there. And I have to go in and say, I have my aunt with me and she's not registered. And they say, well, if she's not registered, she can't come in. And they said, but she's 87 years old and she's on oxygen and the place we're supposed to go, well, where are you supposed to go? And I said, this other place. And she says, well, then that's where you have to go. And I go, but they don't take her because she's on oxygen. Well, why didn't she sign up? I told her the story. I said, I also have with me my neighbor who's a nurse, but she's had a stroke and she can't talk very well. But she's a nurse and she could help in emergencies. And her son is a dependent diabetic. He's on insulin. And she sighs and she goes, you're going to have to go where you're signed up. And I go, I'll help. I'll volunteer. I'm a really good volunteer. I'll help you. Now, I'm usually somebody who just, if you tell me to do something, that's when I'm going to go. I'm not a beggar, usually. And there's a guy behind me. I think it was an angel. But he was dressed like a policeman. Man. And he looked at her and he goes, just let him in. And she goes, okay, come in.
All policemen are angels, Mom.
That's true.
That's true.
That's true. Sorry. So we go, and we're in this place. And once we're in this place, it's like the peace of God passes all understanding just settled in. And this place was like a fortress. It was an elementary school built to handle a Category 6 hurricane. There were brick walls and cement walls, and there was a generator the size of this room. And it was just amazing. When the hurricane passed over us, and all the electricity left, and we're on emergency power. And Aunt Betty's in this room with this oxygen tank as big as this. And she's safe, and she's got her oxygen, and we're safe. And we had taken food, and when we first got in there and got settled, they said, lunch is being served in the cafeteria if you'd like to come and eat. Mm-hmm. Even our meals were provided. God provided all our needs, and we didn't even have to plan it. Because when you trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding and acknowledge him in all your ways, he'll direct your path. We didn't even hear. I slept through the hurricane. I didn't even hear it go over. And when I woke up in the morning, the sun was shining. And they took down the hurricane shutters, and the sun was shining. And my car that I had borrowed, I left the lights on, and then the battery was gone. And the first person I asked if he had jumper cables had jumper cables. And God even helped us handle. Because it was like the enemy's going, here, take this one. You don't trust in the Lord. We'll just take your battery and kill it. And he came right over and he charged the car and it was fine. God is so good. I'm done. We survived.
We're thankful.
God is good.
It's Nana Marcia. There's grace for Nana Marcia. No one else. No, just kidding. Yeah, your house wasn't even touched. And you thought that there was going to be 10-foot of storm surge coming up the creek to your below seawater house. Praise the Lord. Awesome. That's something to be thankful for. It's good.
Hi, my name is Carol, and it's a hard act to follow, but I just want to thank some of the people, the special people in here during my surgery recently, before and after. They were there for me, and they know who they are without me saying, and whether they gave me food or whether they took me to my appointments or if they, just supported me in a Christian way, that helped immensely. Because I must admit, I was very fearful before the surgery. I was deciding not to do it. And I'm glad I did now because I'm not in any pain. And that's from the Lord. And I want to thank Pastor Rob. He's my super pastor, because he said he was going to get a recliner, and I thought he was kidding, And I came in last week. There it was. And here it is. And, you know, I was just amazed by all the help. I'm just so bowled over and thankful.
Awesome. Let's worship. as I prepare for our next Towel Award recipient, I just want to throw some more, like, amazing gratitude on Jay and Trista. I can't tell you how much I appreciate you guys. When the tenants in our apartment, the first tenants, the ones that shall be not be named, when we finally got them out of the apartment and they left it a filthy, disgusting mess, Trista was there with bags full of cleaning supplies and was just like, what do you need me to do? And she was cleaning through just nastiness. And then when we needed to get the gate clean, she was like, here, I've got my bag of stuff. Your wife is amazing. She really is. Anyways, that was just extra. That was like bonus shade to throw in your direction. This next couple have really just completely stepped up to the plate this year and helped me in ways that just have been, it's just awesome in helping with administration, helping take over, making sure that all of the emails go out and scheduling is done, and helping with the praise and worship team, helping with IT stuff, things that I'm just, it's so nice to know that if something goes wrong with the computer that I can, people don't even come to me anymore because they know that this guy knows how to fix it and he just goes and takes care of it. And so I want to ask Justin and Stacy, going to get him. He's upstairs, of course, because he's up helping, doing something, because that's what he does. So Justin and Stacy, come on up here. Yeah. Thank you. Helping out with, where are the monkeys? Okay, are they in the nursery? I just want to say thank you. You guys have been amazing, and your kids are awesome. I know that they drive you crazy, but they don't drive us crazy. This is your dad's towel. You can't have this one. You'll hold it. No, you guys are awesome. And we're just so grateful for everything that you guys do. And you want to hold your dad's towel? Great, I made the girl cry. Here, honey. Here. There. It's never good when I make children cry. It's bad.
Nice job, Rob.
Yeah. And here he comes. Woo! So, Justin, we just want to say thank you for all that you do, your help at the gate, doing things that I have no idea how to do, helping make connections at the school. We appreciate you guys. Thank you. Awesome. Okay, you can go back to do your thing. Anyone else, something that you're thankful for? Jen?
So I'm going to make this short and sweet. I'll try at least. So things like this.
Teaching it to me in a whole new way right now. A few months ago, we found out that my grandmother has blood cancer.
So no, we don't have time for that. So first of all, I thank LifeQuest for just accepting me for who I am, my corny jokes, my kids. One of my other kids are not here, but I got 3 out of the 4 here. I always joke and say my parents are my kids because they live with me also. But LifeQuest have become a father to my kids who are fatherless, a physical father. So I'm a single parent. And they both have, Jen and Josh have adopted them. Pastor Rob have adopted Amir with LifeQuest. Chick have adopted Amir. Jody and Rob got me connected with all kind of sports, so now I'm a football mom, a basketball mom, a soccer mom. Just, you know, that extra community and that extra assistance. I'm thankful to my parents who put up with my grumpiness and still cook for me and all the other stuff. But this song that I was going to share with you showed me, like, there's so many other people. This guy is saying that his brother was diagnosed with blood cancer. His mom was diagnosed with this, and still yet they had confidence in the Lord. And for me, it has been a tough year, and God has given me the courage to continue on. Like Jody, I have multiple sclerosis. Jody doesn't realize when my gait is off, so she just thinks it's her. So 30 was multiple sclerosis. 38 was fibromyalgia. And as a nurse, we still take care of everybody else. So this year, God has told me when I wasn't going to take care of myself after I got diagnosed with those things, he's okay, listen. And I'm very hard-headed, so I always tell him, you really got to hit me on the head. So I had blood work done, and they said, oh, you might be diabetic too. I hear you, God. I will take care of myself. So now I'm losing weight to take care of myself. I'm eating better. I'm not going to eat that Reese's cup. I gave it to Alexis, but thank you. And he's also just given me the courage to go back to school. And one thing that was tearing me down and wearing on me the most was my relationship that I was in. 7 years in a relationship with somebody who I just know it was against almost everything I believed in. And recently, I decided, me and God decided, that I need to let that person go. And I did. So I thank, you know, just the open communion that we had, I was able to add that to my prayer list without any judgment. And it's really gotten me through. Since it's only been about 3 weeks, I decided to do that. And it's gotten me through wonderful. And I've actually been able to take communion without saying, should I really be taking this? Am I taking granted? Am I taking you for granted? But now I took it last week. I'm like, you're actually helping me get through this. And one day you will send me somebody that's just for me. Amen. I might have to wait a long time, but that's okay.
He's out there.
And just thankful for everybody, because I know you guys have all prayed for me. Despite how I look and I actually come in here like everything's okay. You've seen past that smile and that corny jokes and all that stuff. So I probably stopped talking so I don't cry and my daughter's gonna. Oh, one more thing. I'm grateful for my kids and I give thanks for my kids because they've each got me through a milestone. I'm still working with my daughter as she is 16 and I get pushed sometimes to the limit and I have to believe that I am covered with the blood. But she pushes me. But however, God is talking to her, and he did that last week, and she wasn't comfortable with that feeling. So I asked him to continue to pray and push, because she is like her mother, so knock on her head. And that's it, so I don't cry.
So you want to say what you're thankful of? I think you're next.
Wow.
That's for not telling me what's really wrong with you. It's your turn.
Oh, all right.
You can stand up so everybody can see you and hear you.
Yeah, Lexi. Yeah, Lexi.
Woo, Lexi.
Okay, so like my mom said, I'm very thankful for being part of LifeQuest, and I think LifeQuest personally has changed me because a few years ago, I was not happy the way I was, and my personality, I was not happy with it, but ever since I've been here, I feel like every Sunday I be here, it changes me to be a better person, and I'm happy to be that, and I'm happy that I'm here, that I'm alive, and that God is good. Sometimes it takes a little while, but it's always like he's waiting for like the right moment to send you that message that he wants you to hear. That's right. And that's what I'm thankful for.
That's awesome. Awesome. Thanks.
I have an opportunity to work with babies that are just born, and there's been several times where the babies look sick, and I'm just thankful to God that been able to pray and see those miracles where they take their breath, they get a better heart rate, and so that's the one thing. And then for several years we've been planning a Pittsburgh trip, and we finally did it, and I'm just thankful for my husband that went with me, and the Steelers won.
That's good.
Jennifer, I'm going to remember that you said you're going to work on those corny jokes. So,
yeah. Awesome.
I'm going to hold you to that one.
Yeah, Gail.
Hi, everyone. I'm Gail Bay. For those that you don't know me, Bruce is my husband. We got married in June. And I think that's like the best thing that ever happened in my life. You know, I grew up and got married. I had my son, Kurt. And then I got divorced and I raised him. And we had a great life. I was not with Jesus, though, but I always tried to be good. And then this demon hit me, and it was horrible. And I found Jesus, and it was good. But then I've been with God for 10 years, and it's been good, and it hasn't been good. It's been up and down, up and down. But I've always prayed for a husband, and I wanted a godly husband, but not only a godly husband, but someone who had the faith, in the Christian faith. And then about a year ago, my daughter-in-law said, Gail, get on Facebook so I can send you pictures of Ethan, my grandson. And I did. And, you know, lo and behold, there's always, oh, friends. And there was Bruce. So I'm like, hey, Bruce, how are you? You want to go for coffee sometime? Now, I didn't know if he was married or what. So it took him about a month to respond, and and that was okay, because I don't know, you never know. And then we hooked up and started going out, and he proposed to me in New Year's Eve. And I think one thing that was just wonderful is he's like, I'm going to be a grandpa. And, you know, because and Ethan and my son and my family just adore him. And I am so thankful for this church and the friends I've had in this church and my church. I left the other church, and I think it was really time to go. I think this is where God wants me, and I'm thankful every single day. Amen.
Yeah, like Gail said, this has been a really exciting year for us, you know, getting engaged. And we kind of, you know, we got engaged this past New Year's Eve, and then we said, you know, why should we wait very long for the wedding? And we looked around and made wedding plans, and she was working with someone that ran a barn out in Avon, a beautiful venue for a wedding. And so we reserved it and found the caterer, and we were kind of wavering back and forth whether we should have a really big wedding or just have a small family wedding. And I'm just so thankful that we decided to go through, you know, with the big wedding. And many of you were blessed with your presence there too. I want to especially thank Rob and Terry for the premarital counseling sessions that we went through. You guys, you know, really blessing to us, and really got us on a good foundation, get us through some of our struggles and trials and stuff like that. And And that Facebook thing, I wasn't real active in Facebook, so that's why it took me a month to reply to that.
That's awesome. Good cover, Bruce. Good cover. That's good. So before we jump into our next worship song, I want to thank a very special couple who, if you talk about over and above the call of duty, I can't think of anyone who has gone further over and above the call of duty than Cherry Pascarella. Yeah. Cherry stepped up and has taken over our kids' ministry. And has just knocked it out of the park. I know she doesn't feel like it, and she shakes her head. No, I didn't. Yes, you did, and still are. Your leadership in our Kids Quest ministry, we are so grateful for your servant's heart, you're willing to serve. And so a few years ago, Cherry was a towel award. She was towel worthy, but Matt wasn't. Because Matt wasn't here. It wasn't that we didn't want to give him a towel. It's just because of work and his schedule and everything. He just wasn't around. But this year, Matt has stepped up in a big way onto our church board and has been helping and picking up as a treasurer. So this year, buddy, you're towel worthy. So Matt and Cherry, if you guys would come on up. You are always worthy. Yes, you do. So we just wanted to give you just a small gift to say thank you for what you do. He told me where you like to eat, so you've got... So thank you. Yeah, right? No. Awesome. Yeah, let's worship.
If you stand with us again, I know it's a lot of up and down.
You don't have to stand if you want to stand.
Maybe you don't have to. You don't have to.
You can sit and worship. That's fine.
Thought I was a mask.
Jealous for me, love's like a hurricane. I am a tree bending beneath the weight of his wind and mercy. When all of a sudden I am unaware of these afflictions eclipsed by glory, I realize just how beautiful you are and how great your affections are for me. And know how he loves us so. Oh, how he loves us. How he loves us. How He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so. And know how He loves us so. Oh, how He loves us. How He loves us so. Yeah, He loves us. Oh. By the grace in His eyes, Your grace is an ocean we're all sinking. So heaven meets earth like an unforeseen kiss, and my heart turns violently inside of my chest, and I don't have time to maintain these regrets when I think about the way.
Psalm 57 verse 10 says, "For your unfailing love is as high as the heavens. Your faithfulness reaches to the clouds." Someone want to share something that they're thankful for? Yeah, Eric.
Yeah, I just wanted to say that I want to thank God for my wife, that she is a Proverbs 31 wife, you know, and I am encouragement to all those who are young and haven't been married yet. Make out a list of those priorities that you want in your wife, what you're looking for. Be number one, a godly person. And that is who God gave me, a godly person, you know, one in a million. And through that, we had wonderful kids. And, you know, as the Lord says, you know, trade up a child in the way they should go. When they're old, they will not depart. And our kids serve the Lord. They look for the Lord. They've been doing that themselves, you know, looking for mates and searching for what God has and their answers. You know, so I just wanted to take a special thing to say I appreciate my wife and the things that she does, how she sticks by me, and we talk and do things together. And she's a real industrious woman, and just everything a Proverbs 31 woman is, she is.
Hello. I'm thankful for my fiancé, Dan. I'm also thankful for Life Class. I think it was December I showed up for the service and everything, and I've been coming ever since when I can. But I'm also thankful for my mom, my new mom, my dad, and also for the opportunity that there's a good possibility that after 4 years, my son will be able to come home. So I'm thankful for that. I will find out tomorrow, actually, when he'll be able to come home. So that's what I'm thankful for.
Ashley?
So I've been sick all week, so I didn't prepare, but as I was sitting here, I was asking God if he wanted me to say something or if I was going to write the Facebook post that I had planned but still haven't written because I've been sick. But anyways, there's a lot that's going to go into the Facebook post, but so I was sitting here and I was praying and I was like, God, what do you want me to say? And he gave me one single word, and it was home. And anybody who knows me and knows Tom, family is very important to us. And when we moved out here, it was a huge struggle, and sometimes it continues to be a huge struggle to find the balance between making our home out here, or for the past 7 years, and still having the connection with our family far away. So beginning of last year, I prayed a prayer, and I was like, God, if you want me to have my home where I grew up, then you have to show me and you have to give Tom that heart. If not, you have to make this our home and this so clear. And God said, challenge accepted. So I guess today I'm so thankful that in the past year I finally feel like when I say I'm going home, I'm not talking about going to Syracuse or going to see Tom's parents or any other place that we have family because they're all over. But when I say I'm going home, it's because I want to be here on Sunday morning and that it's coming back here. And I kept saying that this was my family, but it's just been in the past year that it really feels like it. And my family finally kind of accepted that. But my mom, who I love, she kept saying, when are you coming home? When are you coming home? And I said, Mom, I don't live here anymore. And so over the summer, something happened, and it was Saturday night about like 6, and me and Tom are like, are we staying the night or are we coming back home? And we went back and forth, and my mom said, I think you guys need to go back home. That's where you want to be anyways. And like just that, like to me, her saying that recognized it in me and in her that not only is this my home, but other people are starting to recognize that our home is not Syracuse. It's not. It's with you guys on Sunday mornings. And if you also follow me on Facebook, you know that we have gotten up at 6 and driven like 3.5 hours because we just want to be here. So we just want to say, or I want to say, I assume Tom's with me, that thank you. Thank you for making this our home and making you guys, when we say we're going to see family or we got to go back home, we're now talking about you guys.
Awesome. Anyone else?
Hi, guys. Turned into some. Now I'm a police officer.
So I was not prepared for this at all, but my smartphone just said, push yourself to do one thing outside your comfort zone today. So this is awesome. Not my comfort zone. So like I said, I wasn't prepared, but I woke Angela. So I've only been coming maybe 3 or 4 weeks now. And by myself, 4. Thanks for counting. I woke up today with a heavy weight. And I, of course, came anyway because I think it helps. But the other thing I found that helps is that if you reframe it and look for what you're grateful for and express that, it sort of neutralizes some of that weight. So I have lived, I think Gail said it, you know, a good life. I do good. I work very hard to do right by people, to do well, but I wasn't I wasn't praying to God for help, for support, or recognizing how he's helped me to do well. And over the last couple years, I've been brought to my knees with a number of huge transitions. So slowly, over the last couple years, I have found my way back. And I am grateful that God did not give up on me, even though I wasn't paying attention. He was just waiting for me. I found him. I'm grateful for that. And I really am so grateful for everybody here. I tried a few places to see where I felt I fit in, and as soon as I came the first time, it was here. Awesome. I've never been in a group of people so kind in my whole life.
sit next to Marcia. Yeah. Wow.
She's wonderful.
She is.
She's very funny.
She's the best.
But that's what I'm grateful for today, and of course my family and friends. And you know, as soon as you think you've hit the bottom of something, the people come out of the woodwork that you didn't know were there. So that's where I'm at in my life. So I appreciate everybody here.
Awesome. So there's two towels left, but one person's not here. So I want to say thank you to Luke Duttweiler. Luke, I know we already said thank you to him as our youth pastor, but Luke has taken over like two major things, our youth ministry and our worship team, and he has knocked it out of the park in both. And I'm just so grateful for his servant's heart, and I'm thankful that God brought him here to us, to LifeQuest, for as long as we have him. And nobody knows, you know, the future. I know that transition for him. He just got engaged, and she said yes. She did say yes. And wherever God leads them in the future, we're just so excited that we get to be on this journey together with you. And I just want to say thank you for everything you do for us here at LifeQuest. Love you, buddy. And then I want to say a special thank you to three guys for their servant's heart. And, of course, Matt is now out of the room again. You can come be Matt. But Bruce and Matt and Carl, I want to say thank you to you guys. They, every month, take time out of their crazy busy schedules to come and meet as our church council. And they help make the decisions to lead our church. They are a support to me, and I am just so grateful to them. And so I just have a small gift of appreciation that I want to give to you guys. And just say thank you. You guys are the best. Thank you for giving us your husband. I know, right? You just get out of the house, will you please? Thank you. Anyone else? Something that you're thankful for? We're going to sing one last song, and then we'll transition to lunch. My mom.
Well, first of all, I want to say I am thankful for LifeQuest, and I'm thankful for all the blessings that God grants us every day. And it's in the small things that you forget to thank him for the day that is sunny and beautiful, because on a day like today when you're living on the lake, you think it's wonderful to live on the lake. Today it's kind of windy out there. It's not so great living on the lake. But there are so many wonderful things that the Lord does grant us. I'm thankful for my wonderful husband who is with me through thick and thin when I'm easy to be with and when I'm not so easy to be with. And he loves me and takes care of me. I'm terrible with finances. There's a whole lot of things I'm no good at. But he fills in those gaps, and he takes good care of me. And I'm beyond grateful for the opportunity to teach your fifth and sixth graders. We're working on Foundations for Faith right now and teaching them how to be mature Christians. And in fifth and sixth grade, that's tough stuff to swallow because it's hard to be a grown-up Christian when you're in fifth and sixth grade.
But we're helping them just to grow along and planting the seeds. So as they grow and they have the scripture verses and they have the foundation, when they get into high school and get into college, they're going to have that foundation that they can resist all those things that come their way. And that's a passion of mine. And the other thing I'm so grateful for is the other end of the spectrum is all our seniors, our Zoomers. We call ourselves Zoomers. We don't call ourselves seniors because that would mean we were old, and we're not. We're just going to keep going and be full of lots of energy. But this is a great group that we have that God's blessed us to have to meet together. And we go to lunch on Sundays often, and they come to the small group. And I'm just very grateful for each one of the Zoomers that we have together here at church. Thanks.
I have something.
Go ahead.
This is kind of a taboo topic. Not a lot of people talk about this, but I've been a very depressed person most of my life. When I was 15, I tried to commit suicide. I didn't tell most people about that. Actually, my mom didn't know about it until I was an adult. And so this year, I fell into a big depression about January. Actually, our church was doing that fast, and I went into some intercessory prayer and did the fast with the church. And after I came out of that fast, I fell into a huge depression. And I want to say that it was probably an attack. And I just let myself, like, be down from it. And I got to a point where I was like, I'm not okay. And I didn't talk to my husband about it. I didn't talk to anybody about it. I just kind of called the counselor and said, I need help. And I let that counselor refer me to a psychotherapist, and the psychotherapist said, oh, you have this, 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 and this, and I'm going to put you on some pills. And I was like, I don't want to be, like, diagnosed with all this stuff. And so I went to a few more counseling sessions with the counselor and talked some things out, which was really, really helpful. And I'm shaking. And that it was really helpful, but I let myself be down a little bit too long, and I reached out to some friends, and they helped me pray through it, but I was down from, like, January to July. I just couldn't see a way out, and I was on the brink, guys. I was not well, and I was still calling out to God. I was doing everything I knew how. And I'm sharing this because I really feel like somebody needs to hear that you can still be in such a down place and have this, like, anxiety that is so deep and this depression that is so deep and still be calling out to God and say, like, I need you and I'm not well, but I still love you and I know that you are good and I know you're going to lift me out of this place. And it came to a point where I finally reached out to my husband and I said, I can't do this. I need help. And we decided that I can't work anymore. I couldn't be at my job, that my job was really not helping me be in a healthy place. And so we took a look at our finances and we said, I think God's calling me to leave my job and be home with my kids. And that was a huge step of faith because, I mean, living on one income and trying to figure that out. And it was no sooner did I leave my job that depression just ceased in me, that anxiety that I've had for so long that I didn't even know was anxiety lifted off of me. And so sometimes when we take that step, like, holy cow, like, it just lifted off of me. And I can say that, you know, sometimes since then, I felt it, but I can say, like, it's seriously gone, guys. I'm so thankful for this church family and opportunities to serve and to worship, but I've never been happier in my life right now than anxiety. I can't even, like, the weight is off me. And so I'm really thankful. I'm really grateful. Just take opportunities to listen to the voice of God and follow. Take that leap of faith. Take that step out, and he's there, and he's going to help you through, even when you think there's no way, there's a way.
Amen. Amen. 1 Chronicles 29:13 says, "Oh, our God, we thank you and we praise your glorious name." So we sing this last song. Let's just express our worship and our thanks to him that he is enough for us.
Is my reward and all of my devotion. Now there's nothing in this world that could ever satisfy. Through every trial, my soul will sing, no turning back. I've been set free. Enough for me, Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need,
Christ my all in all.
Christ my all in all, the joy of my salvation. This hope will never fail. Heaven is our home. Through every storm, my soul will sing, Jesus is here. To God be the glory. Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. We're singing, Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need.
I have decided to follow Jesus.
I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. I have decided to follow Jesus. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. The cross before me, the world behind me. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. 'Cause Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. We're singing, Christ is enough for me. Christ is enough for me. Everything I need is in you. Everything I need. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. Will you decide now to follow Jesus? No turning back, no turning back. No turning back, no turning back. back, no turning back.
Thank you, Jesus. Lord, we thank you for all of the amazing stories of your deliverance and your faithfulness and your grace and protection. Lord, we thank you for what you're doing in each and every one of our lives. Lord, now we ask that you would walk with us through the remainder of this year and into next, that you would help us to walk with a conscious understanding that you are with us. Lord, we thank you so much for your blessings. Lord, we pray your blessing over our meal that we're about to eat together as we celebrate Thanksgiving together as a church family. Mm-hmm. And Lord, we're just so humbled by who you are and your love for us, and you are enough. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. As we prepare to switch over to lunch, we didn't do communion, so you probably didn't come forward. We do have the offering plate up front. If you have your tithes and offerings, we appreciate your faithful support. We'll leave that up. I am incredibly thankful. This is one of my huge thankfuls for this year, is that today we don't have to move any of the tables. I met with the Parma Rec people, and they're going to try to do what they do with our table configuration. So possibly after today, we will not have to move any more tables to set up or tear down. Hallelujah. So the worship team, if you guys can break your stuff down as we're getting ready for lunch, there are two tables that are in the kitchen. One of them needs to go here, and then one of the small tables needs to go kind of out here in front of where Carol's recliner is. And those will be the only tables that get moved on Sunday mornings now, which is awesome. So I know the main entrees and side dishes are going to be over here on this table here. Drinks are in the back. Desserts, I believe, are going to be in the window over there. If you could help us by cleaning up all the LifeQuest stuff at your tables and bringing that over to the welcome table, that would be a huge help. And we've prayed already, so as soon as my mom gives us the nod, we can go ahead and start eating. There's the plates and silverware are over here. Please be mindful of your kids. Don't just let them run wild. That would be very helpful. Thanks. Enjoy lunch.
If you've been walking the same old road for miles and miles, we were made to be courageous. We were made to leave.